If you'd all take a nice, big, full, deep breath of this beautiful British air, filled with life force. And then if you can, gently close your eyes and let your focus come down your body, down to your feet. And begin to feel Gaia beneath you. Under your toes, the balls of your feet, your heels. And let her heartbeat, the pulsation of her being, begin to be felt by you. Softly. And it might be in the echo of your own heartbeat. 1, 2, 1, 2. Or it might be a continuous breathing pulsation. Take a moment to tune into that as we stand here or float here in this protected peace of peace, surrounded by the benevolence of the ancient ones, in this healing place, in this gathering place, where Gaia continues to pulsate through us, her energy, her life force, her crystalline grid up into ours. As we stay in that place of openness and readiness for the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. To let the listener know, it is a beautiful day at Castlerigg. This is a stone circle, a significant one. I ask the ancestors' permission to give away some secrets. They're not really secrets. They're simply history that is not understood. But before I do, I would like to revisit with you for just a moment the idea of what is here in energy. We've talked about the grids, but you really haven't heard much about the Gaia grid. The Gaia grid was given for humanity, a sentient grid with understanding, love, personality, intelligence, that you call Gaia. Before you got here, dear human being, Gaia was not as friendly as it is now. History will even show such a thing. It's like the Earth was fully ready for humanity. I want you to look at something that's very interesting. Wherever you go, especially in these places, don't you feel the benevolence? It's hard to find places on the planet to go to where you don't find benevolence. It pours out of the ground and greets you, sometimes with its beauty, its ruggedness, its weather. Thousands of miles from here, the Earth opens up with a volcano in Lemuria. And even it is a way of greeting. of cleansing. And if you ask the ancient Hawaiians, they will tell you, Pele is not angry or restless. This is simply Gaia venting itself in a way that is for balance, for us, for you. And in this place you stand, there is more than just benevolence. In certain places of the earth, especially where there is lush foliage and beauty, you have something called the elementals. The elementals are part of the Gaia grid. They are a multidimensional part, and some have called them the devas of the forest, or the little ones, or the lights, or the fairies. All of those things are what humans want to see. But what they are, dear ones, is a benevolent force and energy that often will surround you and say, welcome to your Earth, a planet that was created for you, a planet for you to be on and respect, a planet that will give you life force, water, heat, resources, and food. These are the things that you should accept. I don't have to tell a tree hugger what an elemental is, for they truly are able to be seen by so many. But they greet you as you walk into the field. With a mass consciousness of a group of people, they greet you. This is Gaia. This is a benevolent source of energy for humanity. Always your friend, always a guide, and always respected by the ancestors. And that's where this circle comes into play. I will give you an insight as to the ancients' reason for building. This one, not all of them, this one. And I will give you some hints to look for on what they might represent. There's many aspects to this message. First and foremost, the timeline is confusing. For the ancients built it thousands of years ago, but all through most of that time, it was used. And therefore, generation after generation used the same circle, but some lost its purpose and used it for other things. And so it's difficult then to say, here is what its single purpose was. So let's start at the beginning. Why was it built? What does it mean? And there are so many ideas, for all of these things have truly been lost to history. But there are some hints. First of all, what happened here is common to humanity all over the planet. Perhaps you haven't recognized it. Let's point first to a tiny island off the coast of the country you call Chile, Easter Island, filled with massive stones, a culture that is not as old, and so they were able to carve them with artistry. You'll notice the stones in front of you have no carving that you can discern. So we're looking at an older culture here, but Easter Island did something. The same thing that you see in this circle. All of the stones called Moai on Easter Island face the middle. And each stone represents an ancestor. And the idea is this, that the ancestry stones will look upon the center of the island in protection, in guidance, and that the circle, therefore, is a circle of the ancestors' respect, and that's why they were built. Now, if you're in a place in a moment to re-look at the circle, there are some hints that the circle was built in the same way, but much smaller. It was built for ceremony, of course, but every single stone represented an ancestor or an ancestor's lineage or an ancestor's constellation, because the stars played an important part in alignment. I want you to look at how the stones are placed. For if you were doing this, and you were not a carving society, you'd find stones that had a flat surface. And the flat surface would then be aligned as best you could to the middle. If you could tilt the stone upright as much as you could, perhaps even pitch it forward a little, this would represent a human. The best they can do without carving, finding the right stones to represent an ancestor of importance. One by one, placing them in a circle gives them the idea that they are looked upon, respected, and have permission to exist. And the ceremonies then would vary. Through the ages, they would vary. But the idea is this. They would celebrate birth. They would celebrate death. They would ask for what they needed from the elementals. And this was the reasoning for the circle. The stones are ancestors. Now, through the ages, that's sometimes changed. And perhaps there would be some generations that would lose purpose, but they would still understand that the circle was sacred, as it is today. Sometimes they would build a smaller circle outside the circle, especially those who came later. And what that was for was almost like a viewing gallery for some of the royalty that got to have better seats to watch what was in the circle. Again, do not overthink these things. They are basic. They are beautiful. And society after society on the planet have done the same identical thing. Those who never met one another, building circles that would represent the ancestors. Flat surfaces facing the middle. Look for it, and you'll know that's what it's about. Long before they carved or put faces on them, the rocks were the ancestors. And then later, as they become more sophisticated, they put faces on them. And you find the same thing. Sometimes they were shapes, but they were always in alignment with the stars. That's it for now. And so it is. Yeah.